Welcome back to our sixth episode of our first season of West Coast XE, and this is our second one of the new year. We did one last week where Todd and I previewed the five meets that we are looking forward, the five track meets that we're looking forward to going to this spring. So go check out that episode from last week. This week, if you can follow us on YouTube and Spotify and also Apple Podcasts, this week we will be interviewing Anna Alsop, who is the one of the coordinators at the podium in Spokane, Washington. I will be in Spokane this weekend to watch the and take pictures of the Spokane High School preview. And once the meet is over for the distance races, you can download photos of those races. I'm going to preview some of the top runners that will be that are listed to be there this weekend. In the mile, you'll see Julia Couch, and I'm going to tell you that she's from Auburn Riverside. Even though all these kids are running unattached, there is no official indoor season for schools out here in this area. So she might be running unattached or with a club, but we're going to just name her from Auburn Riverside. Anyway, Julia Couch won the was a runner-up in the 400 and the 800 at the Washington 3A state meet last year. And she won the 800 and 1600 at the Washington State Meet in 2023. Annabelle Carr of Coeur d'Alene Charter is also a state champion in the state of Idaho for 1A, 2A, 3A in the 800 and 1600. And another athlete, a local athlete, Hadassah Duff from West Valley, should also be up there in the mix. And in the mile, the boys' mile, there are two schools, Mount Spokane and Coeur d'Alene High School, that have athletes ready to race. Cade Brownell of Mount Spokane, he qualified for a footlocker this last fall. And his teammate Parker Westerman of Mount Spokane is in the race. Max and Zachary Servi Skinner of Coeur d'Alene and Wyatt Carr of Coeur d'Alene will be also in the race. And you are familiar with Coeur d'Alene High School. Their team made it to NXN for the second straight year. So that should be an exciting mile. Then later on in the meet, on Saturday, January 11th, Julia Couch again will race Annabelle Carr, who we talked about in the 1600. In the boys' 800, there are about, I guess, seven boys that can run in the 154 to 157 range, and that includes Reed Bartholomew of Gallatin, Montana. He's run 154. He did that at Nike Outdoor Nationals, back in June. Cohen Strub of Jesuit High School in Portland, Oregon, has run 154. J.D. Arthur of Silverton finished second last year in the 5A Oregon State Meet, has run a 155. Finley Hartshorn of Bear Creek finished second in the Washington State Meet for 1B, 2B, and 1A, has run 155. Duncan Frisbee Smith also has a 155 PR in the 800 and also was the runner-up in the 1B, 2B, and 1A Washington State Meet last spring in the 1600. Parker Lemon of Ferris has a PR of 155.9. Ferris is a local school in Spokane. And Adam Keehee of Portland, Oregon, has run 157. And then later in the evening, in the 3000, you have Morgan Delaney and the girls, who is the Montana A division champion in cross country from Poison High School in Montana. And another runner that could be up there with Morgan is Daly Arnold of Summit High School, and Summit High School of Oregon. And in the boys, there are four boys that are listed as athletes that have run under 8 minutes in the 3000. Including Bowden Alderson of West Valley. West Valley is in the Spokane area and has competed last year in the state meet for the 3200 in Washington in the spring. Jet Levitt of Enterprise was the runner-up in the Enterprise, Oregon. He was the runner-up in 1A, 2A, 3A cross country. And then Braden Fletcher and Liam Donnelly of Jesuit of Portland are also in the race, listed in the race, and they ran NXN last fall in Portland, Oregon, and will be also racing in the boys 3000. Look for pictures from that, from the meet when the meet is over, maybe Sunday, probably Sunday. And you can also watch on Runner Space if you have a subscription. And that's this weekend. And next you're going to hear from Anna, who's the person that coordinates all the indoor meets, and she'll tell you more about what's going on this weekend and also what's going on for the rest of the winter. Hey, we're happy to have Anna Alsept here. She is the sports management a director at the Spokane Sports, and she's joining us today, which I'm really happy for her to be here. For those of you that are, well, hi, Anna.
Hi, Kenneth. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. For those of you that are unfamiliar, Anna helps out at the podium and probably other things, too. We'll learn more about that in a second. Anna helps out at the podium. I know Anna because I get my media credentials from Anna for the events they have there for indoor track. And the podium is located in Spokane, Washington. And she'll tell us more about this, too, because I don't know everything, but it's a fairly new building and a fairly new event center. It's beautiful. I have to tell you, Anna, I coached at Aloha High School for zillions of years, and we would go to the University of Portland for an indoor meet, and we would go to University of Washington, and my kids totally enjoyed that experience. I retired when the Spokane building opened up, and I wish they would have had a chance to run on a banked 200-meter track.
Yes.
And so that's wonderful that we have that up here in the Northwest now. So when I saw that there was like a architect's rendering a while ago, I was like, whoa, that's going to be awesome.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. So what is your role at the podium?
Yeah, great question. So like you said, I'm the director of sports management for Spokane Sports. And so Spokane Sports, we are a nonprofit sports commission that is charged with bringing economic impact through sports to the city of Spokane. So I work for Spokane Sports, but my role pretty much oversees track and field and running events. So my role specifically at the podium is to oversee our entire indoor track and field season. And then along with that, I am the meet director for all of our high school indoor track and field meets. And then I oversee all of the other collegiate meets, the conference championship meets, and then just oversee the operations kind of meet day, of planning the meets and making sure that we have everything put together and ready to go for a great season.
And that's part of the whole sports area of Spokane. I saw that they were building a couple of years ago, and it's done now. I saw it was done as some kind of football or soccer stadium across the street. Is that right?
Yeah. So the Spokane Public Facility District owns and operates the podium. And then they just recently built the One Spokane Stadium, which is right across the street. The Spokane Public Facilities District also owns and operates the Spokane Arena, the Spokane Convention Center, and then the First Interstate Center for the Arts. So the Spokane Public Facility District owns and operates basically the whole conglomerate of those major sports venues, but also tourism venues as well. And we kind of call the north bank of the river where the podium and the stadium sit kind of like the sports hub, because we also have the arena up there as well.
Yeah, I was there one weekend, and across the street at the Spokane Arena was the rodeo. And then I think down the street, which is probably unrelated to you guys, but it was still pretty impactful, was a Gonzaga home basketball game. And then across the river was some kind of RV convention show. And I'm like, this is like in January where things seem to be, you should be slow in places like any place in the United States. You guys were, Spokane was hopping that weekend.
I love to hear that, especially being in sports tourism specifically. But yeah, that was actually part of the reason for building the podium initially, is to bring sports tourism to town. And we identified a need time of kind of those winter months when, yeah, you typically don't see a lot of events going on. And having an indoor track and field complex was something that we were like, hey, the Northwest needs a facility that can bring sporting events here. We can bring in sports tourism. There's also a huge need from the colleges, from the high schools, to be able to have a competition facility to be able to compete in. And those conversations kind of grew the concept of the podium, and here we are today with the podium built in our city.
And for those that are unfamiliar with the downtown Spokane area, along the river there it was like the World's Fair of 1962, and they have all the buildings from that. And then there's the Spokane Falls, which is beautiful. And when I've gone there, I've gone on morning runs, and you'll see college kids, high school kids running across these footbridges. These are actually bridges for pedestrians, running along and going on runs. And of course, Spokane has this unbelievable history and tradition of running too, which is amazing.
It's I love that you mentioned the downtown area. That's something that we think we are so lucky with the podium specifically, is it's located in our downtown area. So it's 10 minutes from the podium to the doors of our Spokane Airport. It's located just a walk away from so many hotels that are walkable to the facility. You mentioned the footpath. We have a 30-mile long Centennial Trail that runs through our downtown. It connects the facility to the hotels, to our downtown area where there's recreation, dining, entertainment, so many things to do. And so we feel so lucky that the facility can really be put downtown in a hub where we know that there's, places for kids to warm up, there's places to go and eat. You're walkable from your hotel, so you don't have to worry about your transportation issues. We feel really lucky with the placement that the podium does have.
And you're in charge of organizing the indoor track meets. Does that mean that you have running experience in your background? Is that something that you've grown up and loved doing?
Yes. Yep. I grew up running, and I ran cross country and track in college. And really, it's just a passion that stayed with me throughout my whole life. And I'm so lucky that I get to be in this position and be working with athletes and coaches, and teams now as part of, what I do for work. And so it's pretty cool that something that I've loved for my whole life is now part of my career.
That is wonderful. Yeah. And a question about the podium. So we have these track meets. I saw you had one in December, and I see they go way well into March. What happens to the building between like April and November? What happens there?
Yeah, great question. So, a little bit of background. When the podium was being built, we knew that we would be able to fill it with so many events during the winter months for indoor track and field meets. But especially being located in the Pacific Northwest, as soon as it's nice outside, people are outside, they're on the outdoor tracks, they're competing outdoors. So we recognized that there was a need for the podium to be able to transition into something else during the spring, summer, and fall months when it wasn't going to be in use for indoor track and field. So when it's not in use for indoor track and field, we have a conversion. And so what this is, it's a 10-day conversion that converts the facility from indoor track and field. We put four separate layers of flooring over the top of the surface, so over 7,500 square feet. We put four different layers of flooring, and we convert it to host multiple different sports. So we can convert it to host volleyball, we host basketball, wrestling tournaments, judo. We've hosted world badminton championships. Trying to think of all the other sports we've done. Pretty much you name the sport, we've hosted it, or we are going to be hosting it on top of this surface. In addition, the facility does host some concerts there. The layout of the floor, along with the bleacher space, is a very niche seating capacity that a lot of promoters are looking for. And so they've been really successful with a couple concerts that they've hosted there as well. They've done graduations, and they've done large conferences as well. So while most people think of the podium as an indoor track and field complex, you come in April and it's going to look completely
Wow.
different because it's going to be a volleyball facility that has nine volleyball courts up and running.
And I went there a few years ago. I got a message on my phone saying you were here 3 years ago this weekend, and it was pictures of the time I went there, and it had the brand new track smell. Probably still does. The building smelled brand new. And I'll tell you that there's an underground, warm-up facility, which is really cool. And it has stands, it has windows. You can see what's going on outside, what the weather's like. How long has the podium been open?
So the podium opened its doors in December of 2021. So, right on the heels of COVID, basically they broke ground in December of 2019, worked on it throughout basically all of COVID. And then, yeah, December 2021, we opened with our first collegiate meet the second week of December.
So it's pretty, still pretty new.
Yeah, we're going on. This is the fourth season of indoors. Yeah, it's crazy. Time has flown by. And we've learned so much with opening a new venue and putting on meets and events. But yeah, 4 years just passed.
When I've gone to the meet, there's kids from all over the place coming, not just from like Idaho and Eastern Washington. You've got kids coming up from California and parts of Oregon too. So it's people get to check out Spokane.
Yeah, I think, well, the very first year we hosted the 2022 USATF Indoor Championship. So that
Professionals, yeah.
Yeah, the professionals. So it brought athletes from kind of all around our country, which was amazing. And that was, that meet is a bid on meet. So it could only come here every once in a while.
Right.
But standardly, we host collegiate meets and then high school meets every year. And I think some of our furthest travel, we get a lot of clubs, high school clubs that come from Hawaii.
Wow.
We've had That's probably the furthest that we've had. But if you're listening to this and you live somewhere else, maybe you can become the furthest athlete or
Break the
team
record.
apples.
Yeah. Well,
Yes.
that segues into my next question is, what are you hosting this year? I know this weekend is the high school preview meet, which I believe might be the first time you've done that.
Yep. This is the first year, and we have more athletes than I expected, which is amazing. We have just over 725 athletes signed up for this weekend.
And that's Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. And then what happens next?
So next week, next Thursday and Friday, the 16th and 17th, we'll host the Spokane Sports Showcase, which is a small selection of D1 West Coast premier teams that will be coming to the facility and participating there. Following that, on January 18th, we have the Spokane Indoor Challenge. Again, another big meet with a lot of local schools competing. I won't bore you with all of them, but probably our biggest meet of the season is January 24th through 26th, and that is the Spokane High School Invitational. In the past, it's brought over 1,500 athletes
Wow.
to come compete, and numbers are looking like we'll be there again this year. So that is a meet where it has tons of great competition for our high school athletes. You see a lot of the big names from nationals. They're all competing here at the podium if they live on the West Coast. And it's a great meet for all those West Coast teams to come and check out their competition before heading over for any of those national meets.
And then in February and early March, you have some like college conference meets and regional meets, is that correct?
Yeah. So we will be hosting the GNAC Conference Championships mid-February, the MPSF Conference Championships end of February, and then the WAC Conference Championships the very
Wow.
last weekend of February as well. So traditionally, we host about three conference championships each year.
That's great. I saw on Instagram there was little kids racing too.
Yes, for our first time ever, we added a youth section to a meet in December. It was called the Spokane Speed Games. The Speed Games is an event. We call it our all-comers event. So truly now, any age pretty much can come from first grade through 85 years old or beyond that. Can come and compete, and there's a section for you. It's running events only. So we had our first year of what I would like to say the littles. First through fifth grade came out and did a couple select events, and it was a great opportunity for all those really young athletes to get on the track and to compete on a big stage and to see what a bank track is. One of the little girls told me that she felt like she was falling the whole time.
Yeah, it's a really interesting sensation with the banks on the turns, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So it was a super cool opportunity. We hope to be able to expand that in the future and offer a couple more events and hopefully get to see some more youth athletes out there checking out the podium, checking out a hydraulically banked track, and learning how to run on a bank. It's very different from outdoors or a flat track. So it was super fun, and I can't wait to host it again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend to check out your high school preview meet. And beyond that, I'm sure it still smells like a brand new track. And I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate Anna, you coming on and taking time. I know you're super busy with everything, all you're planning, but for those of you out there, come up to Spokane and check out their beautiful track in beautiful Spokane. Spokane's just a really wonderful place. So thanks a lot, Anna.
Yes, thank you so much, Kenneth.
Well, I want to thank Anna for being our guest this week. I appreciate all her information about what's going on at the podium in Spokane, Washington. Thank you for watching and listening. Please, if you can, subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That really helps. And next weekend, I will be up in the Dempsey, which is over at the University of Washington. And later on in February, I'm going to go to the Winter Championships at Arcadia High School in early February. Looking forward to going to that meet and seeing some of the California runners that are putting some pretty good times during the qualifying standards to do that. Until then, we will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening and thanks for watching. Go West Coast, Best Coast.